Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Cheryl Myers, registered nurse. Before the break, we were talking about breast cancer prevention, and we just started to talk about the role of exercise. Is that mostly to move the lymphatic system for breast cancer?
Well, absolutely, but also one of the things that's good about exercise is that exercise, even if you don't lose weight, it helps build muscle tissue. And the more weight you carry as muscle and the less you carry as fat, the less chronic inflammation you have in the body as well. You don't stimulate that inflammatory process quite so much. Also, if you build more muscle, muscle burns more calories at rest than do fat cells. So it might eventually have a modest impact on your overall weight and move you in that right direction. So absolutely, exercise can play a role with that.
And it can be gentle, it can be simple, but at least 3 or 4 times a week?
As much as you can do. I mean, if you have issues with your knees and you have trouble walking or you have trouble with doing other weight bearing kinds of exercise, they'll go to the local aquatic center that has a heated pool and go do some pool exercises. So you might not be able to do it 3 or 4 times a week, but even if you can get out once a week, it's certainly better than 0 times a week.
Good. Okay. What about dietary supplements, nutritional supplements? Can they help breast cancer?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many things that we can do to help prevent breast cancer. The most anti-cancer compound that I've learned about, and I've worked in this world for about 19 years now, and before that I worked in mainstream healthcare, but is a compound from turmeric. Turmeric's a spice, but it has a compound in it called curcumin. And there's very little curcumin in turmeric. In fact, about 2 to 5%. But that little compound from turmeric has some amazing anti-cancer potential. Number one is it helps to reduce chronic inflammation in the body. So it is the most powerful plant compound I've seen for overall reducing inflammation without any serious adverse effects. The second thing that it does that can really help to prevent cancer is it's a super potent antioxidant. Now, when we talk about antioxidants, sometimes people, you know, get a little bored and they think, oh, antioxidants, I hear that everywhere. You know, rosemary is an antioxidant, blueberries are an antioxidant. Heck, Coca-Cola puts antioxidants into their product. But, you know, antioxidants are extremely important because one of the biggest initiators of the changes in cells that turns them into a cancer cell is oxidative stress. And this oxidative stress can come from lots of different places, but it damages the DNA inside of the cell. So when the cell replicates itself, the cell that it creates is no longer normal. And that no longer normal cell is a cancer cell, and it doesn't know when to stop growing, and that's where we get into trouble. So the things that stop and protect our cells from this oxidative stress are called antioxidants, and curcumin is one of the most powerful there is. One of the ways that you can measure oxidative value or the ability for something to protect from oxidative stress is called ORAC value, O-R-A-C. And that stands for oxygen radical absorbance capacity. And when we look at common foods, we see that things like blueberries and raspberries are 8 or 9,000 ORAC value per 100 grams. And when we look at dark chocolate powder, one of my favorites, dark chocolate powder is about 30 to 40,000 ORAC per 100 grams. When we look at curcumin, not turmeric, but when we look at curcumin extracted from turmeric, that ORAC value is more than 1 million per 100 grams. So this super potent antioxidant is now working in two ways to help prevent cancer. The first is that it's reducing inflammation, but the second is it's extremely good at reducing oxidative stress and keeping those cells from the cellular mutations that lead to cancer in the first place. And last but not least, curcumin is extremely healthy for your liver. And your liver is one of the major organs of getting toxins out of your body. And those toxins might be man-made and come from the outside world, like BPA from plastics. Or those toxins could be of your own creation, like old used up hormones that your body's trying to eliminate, but if your liver is sluggish and it's having trouble getting them out of the body. curcumin speeds up liver function. It helps the liver to be more efficient. So it gets those toxins out of the bloodstream quicker, so it reduces our toxic exposure. So by attacking the three prongs that we know about are some of the most potent initiators of cancer in the first place, that's where curcumin can make a tremendous inroad in helping to protect women from developing this disease.
Wonderful. So if we took curcumin preventatively and we wanted to add a few more supplements, what would be the best for us to take?
Well, I think that I will modify my curcumin answer a little bit and say I think the best curcumin is blended with turmeric essential oil, because okay. The turmeric essential oil boosts its absorption and provides other compounds called turmerones that are themselves anti-cancer. So those work beautifully together. So that's the kind of curcumin that I'm generally looking for. But some other things are things like pomegranate. We've all heard of pomegranates. I love pomegranates. They're a little messy sometimes when you're trying to, you know, cut them open and dig the seeds out, but I think they're marvelous. Pomegranates are very, very, there's a lot of really good study and research on pomegranates helping to reduce the way that cells respond to estrogen in breast cancer. It has not only helped to prevent breast cancer, but there's some studies that show that it helps to shield breast cells from some of the adverse signals that hormones and xenoestrogens, those foreign estrogens from the environment, can try to send to breast cancer cells to help them grow and multiply. Pomegranate seems to be able to block some of that. So I always think that pomegranate is an excellent, excellent supplement to take. Now, if you love pomegranate juice, go for it. I think it's yummy and tasty, but boy, there's a lot of sugar in pomegranate juice and a lot of calories, and so you end up with individuals who are not going to drink it every single day. And when you're working preventatively, you want to kind of have it on board more often than not. So that's why I really do like some of these pomegranate seed oil supplements. They do the seed, and then they also do the pulp, the fruit portion of it as well. Those are some wonderful, wonderful supplements to use on an ongoing basis. And, you know, everything in the body is attached to everything else. And when you look at using some of these compounds like curcumin with turmeric essential oil, when you look at using pomegranate, and we're talking today about breast cancer, but those are all really heart healthy, those are all really liver healthy, those are all really brain healthy as well. So instead of side effects like you often get with drugs, when you use some of these natural compounds, you get some side benefits.
Yeah. Well, with pomegranates, how high would they be on that ORAC level?
Oh, it depends. You know, if you're just talking about pomegranates, they would definitely be, you know, 10 to 20, 30,000, something like that. They've got a really good ORAC value. But when you concentrate it down into a supplement, that number goes much higher.
Okay. And anything else that you'd put on for breast cancer prevention?
Well, I mentioned iodine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, because they don't have goiter, which is iodine deficiency, and many of us are, you know, I'm not old enough to remember when we had the prevalence of goiter in the Midwest, but my mother was certainly old enough to remember that, where they had to give goiter pills in schools, which were iodine supplements, to help prevent it because of the lack of iodine in the diet. And so that's when they started to come up with iodized salt, which is trying to get more iodine into people so they wouldn't develop goiter. Problem is, salt's not a very good delivery mechanism. Not all salt has iodine in it. So we find ourselves in a situation in North America where people are consuming about 50% iodine than they were in the 1970s and the 1980s. We see in the United States that the number one most prescribed drug in America is levothyroxine, which is synthetic thyroid hormone. Thyroid cancer has increased 300% in 30 years. And I'm not smart enough to give you the reasons why all of this has happened, but I really do believe it's linked to our less than optimal levels of iodine on board. It has been found that women who have optimal amounts of iodine on board have healthier breasts. They have less fibrocystic breast disease. They have less breast tumors. They have less intraductal cancer in situ, which is like a cancer precursor. They have less breast cancer. Women who develop breast cancer that have a good amount of iodine on board tend to have better cure rates and less recurrence than women who have much lower levels of iodine on board. So iodine is an extremely important mineral to have on board, not just to support your thyroid gland, which is what a lot of people think of when they think of iodine, but for hormonal health and for breast cancer prevention and for overall breast health as well.
Okay. If you were already diagnosed with breast cancer, would these supplements be okay to take alongside chemotherapy or radiation therapy?
Well, with curcumin, I know that the clinically studied forms, the one that's blended with turmeric essential oil, that is a clinically studied form. And we do have some scientific studies on that one that I've reviewed that show it used in conjunction with chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and it's found to be what they call a chemosensitizer and a radiation sensitizer. It makes these treatments work better. However, it has not been studied in every single chemotherapy nor every single type of radiation therapy. So I always encourage people to work with their doctor. But as far as we know, the curcumin especially could be beneficial even while you're undergoing treatment. We don't have as much clinical data on the pomegranate and the iodine. I suspect that they would be fine, but there's not as much published work in conjunction with cancer treatments and cancer therapies. But absolutely, when a person is done with chemotherapy or radiation therapy, I see no reason why they could not, at that point, start up their supplement regimen again.
Cheryl, if we wanted to help our doctors find some of the information that you have, do you have a website that we could go to, or how would we find some of the work and some of the studies about the curcumin?
Well, you know, there's a really good website. I think the website is called curcuminforhealth.com. C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N, for F-O-R, not the number. Health, H-E-A-L-T-H, no space, Curcumin for Health. They have a really nice grouping of clinical studies. They have really nice work. There's also, we have an educational website called Terry Talks Nutrition, all one word, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, talksnutrition.com. And that has an array of information, but it also has links to YouTube videos of webinars by people that are experts in this field. So for copies of research, Curcumin for Health is a great place to go to copy some things out to share with your doctor. But if you want to learn more about integrative approaches to helping deal with a variety of health issues, including cancer, I think some of the webinar links on the Terry Talks Nutrition website could be quite beneficial.
Thank you so much for being on the show today, Cheryl. It was great to talk to you, and the information was wonderful. So when we have you back again, until then.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.